Heather Maxwell is currently on assignment. Enjoy this previously recorded show.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. Today, we are listening to jazz. All April long, it's been National Jazz Appreciation Month here in the United States. And Saturday, April 30th, was International Jazz Day, as proclaimed by the United Nations and UNESCO. So we are wrapping up the month here with a show dedicated to jazz made and played by African artists. So this listening experience is going to be a bit different than what you're normally used to because, well, a lot of the best jazz is live. So many of the tunes are live and also a bit longer. So there's not too much room for talking except for a nice chat with the band leader of the Nairobi Horns Project, McKinley Mutsembi, and then another conversation with Ghanaian jazz and highlife musician, J.W. Ambole. So let's get to listening. Starting out is the 1972 classic Soul Makossa by the late Manu Dibango of Cameroon.
Osoma. Makossa. Angela. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makossa. Mama ku, mama sa, mama makossa.
Thank you. Macumba.
Yeah, that was Manu Dibango with Sol Makosa. Happy International Day. I'm Heather. Now here is a brand new piece by an amazing internationally acclaimed artist who sends his own introduction.
Hi, everybody. This is Alin Ward from Senegal and I live in Paris. I wish you all a fantastic International Jazz Day. So now I'm going to introduce you one piece from my new album, Sultan. And this piece calls Saba's Journey. It's about the Queen of Saba, a tribute to the Queen of Saba when she left East Africa and go to Israel. Thank you so much and see you very soon. Happy International Jazz Day again. Allez, ciao. Thank you.
Yes, that was Saba's Journey by Aliou Wad of Senegal. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Wad's new album, Sultan, dropped this weekend, by the way. Now, next, we have music by Paco Seri, arguably the best jazz drummer from Africa of all time. And then we go to Kenya, where Bill Odidi introduces us to the music and the founder of the Nairobi Horns Project, Makinley Mutsembi. Here's Paco from 2012 with Wasa Solo, tribute to Jaco Pastorius. Happy International Jazz Day.
I'm Nazim Bakour from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Heather Maxwell, this is Bill here in Nairobi. Now, jazz is one of my favorite genres, so it's such a delight to be part of this International Jazz Day celebration on Music Time in Africa. I want to give you a flavor of one of the tightest jazz outfits in the city, the Nairobi Horns Project, and here they are with Dance Like Your Life Depends on It. I I absolutely love that. Dance Like Your Life Depends on It from the trio known as the Nairobi Horns Project. They are exceptional musicians. They played with some of the country's biggest groups like Sauti Sol and June Gashui. But how did these fine musicians get the idea to set up a horn section? Here's the founder of the band, trumpeter Makinley Mutsembi.
We did a few gigs as a horn section just for backing up people, like, you know, the Sauti Sol album launch, June Gashui. Mm-hmm.
You worked with June?
Yeah, okay. We played a lot of countless studio sessions for, you know, random people. Yeah, and then it was like, maybe we should somehow play our own stuff. So now we need to have a band. We just started getting on people. It was not very easy, to be honest, to find a working band. The vision was very weird. People didn't really buy it. Like, how do you have a home?
Took a long time. Took a long time to
get a band. Yeah. It was like, you just walk with people, someone turns up for you, so like, no, that music is too hard or something, you know.
But people bought into it eventually.
We have the best band, I'm saying this
in Nairobi, yeah.
In East Africa.
With no hints of modesty.
No. Yeah. These guys are super amazing.
I think let's go to the music then.
Yes. Good. So first song of our EP Kipepeo is Mr. Masekela, which was really an ode to one of Africa's greatest musical sons.
Nairobi is a vibrant city with a wide variety of live music. Jazz suddenly has its part to play in that diversity. As McKinley of Nairobi Horns Project says,
the music in this city is endless. It's like, it's immense, like a hub. It was like a melting point when I came here 2 years ago. And there's so much live music in Nairobi. There's so many bands, there's so many genres, so many places. I mean, for every type, not just jazz, like any type of thing you want to do, you always find a niche in Nairobi. We represent Nairobi, and by extension, we represent, you know, the whole country. We want to take this to the next level. And honestly, Nairobi is a very cool name.
This is a jazz rendition of Shake Your Bam Bam, originally by Sauti Sol, recorded by the Nairobi Horns Project as part of an EP called The Kenyan Classics. Here is McKinley telling us about the motivation to redo some of these popular hits.
I think if you go to YouTube and even our whatever channel, SoundCloud, there's a recording of Sauti Sol.
Shake Your Bam Bam.
Yeah. Normally that's like a very, people are like, oh, it's a club song and stuff. But the first time I heard it, I was like, I want to do this. We will be remixing songs that people have really liked in the last, say, 10, 15 years or so. Stuff that has been on radio, mainstream kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We're just giving like our own little twist to it.
Fantastic Nairobi Horns Project. I cannot think of a better way of celebrating the International Jazz Day. I'm Bill Odidi, and right back to Heather, who I know is also a big lover of jazz.
Oh, yes, you know I am, Bill. Thank you so much. Hello, everybody. I hope you are enjoying the jazz so far. We're celebrating International Jazz Day. It's officially celebrated on April 30th every year since UNESCO proclaimed it in 2011. Yes. Now I'm taking you back in time and to South Africa for the next two tunes. We gotta pay homage to the legends, right? Here's Hugh Masekela with his classic, Grazing in the Grass, followed by Miriam Makeba's The Click Song. Let's get to it. We'll be right back.
native village in Johannesburg, there is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the click song by the English, because they cannot say "Ongotwane." Iqirha lendlela nguqongqothwane Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane Iqirha lendlela hayo nguqongqothwane Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane Hayo Seleqa
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell and this show is all about African jazz. The next three pieces, can you tell I'm excited? I love jazz. The next three pieces feature Ivorian, Beninese, and Congolese jazz artists. First, we return to Ivorian drummer Paco Siri. I can't help it. He is just such an amazing musician. And here he's playing the sansa. Now, this is Paco from 2011 performing live with Joe Zawinul, who was an Austrian keyboard player, a legend among the jazz, international jazz community, and the co-creator of jazz fusion.
Thank you. Ushia Nabiche.
Dunia Niedo, Dana. Dunia Niedo, Ulita Mashiche. Dunia Niedo, Dana.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You just heard Paco Seri and Joe Zawinul with a song called Zanza 2, and that came off of a recording, I Remember Joe Zawinul, from 2011. Amazing. Happy International Jazz Day. So now we're going to Benin with the guitarist and vocalist Lionel Lueke. The tune's called Virgin Forest, and it features Gretchen Parlato.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Hello, Music Time in Africa. This is J.W.A. Amberley. You are listening to Dr. Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hello, everyone. Happy International Jazz Day. So we just heard Virgin Forest by Lionel Lweke from Benin. And that drop that you just heard from Ambole, well, we're going to hear more from him a bit later in the show. He is an amazing high life and jazz legend in Ghana. But first, we have two more tunes. Aza Villageois is a recent release by Jupiter and Okwes and jazz great Ray Lema. And after that, Tezeta from Mulatu Astatke's seminal recording, Ethiopique, Volume 4, 1969-1974.
Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
Sudan. That was Mulatu Astatke's Tezeta. And before that, a tune called Aza Villageois by Jupiter and Oques with Ray Lema. Now to Ghana.
Hello, Music Time in Africa. I am Prince Benjamin. And for International Jazz Day, I spoke to the jazz and highlife superstar from Ghana called Jeduble Ambule. This is how he describes the complex beauty and spontaneity of jazz music.
You know, like back in the school days, where we have mathematics, you know, and in the course of mathematics, we have something we call mentor. When you see here a jazz player playing, you see he's combining too many notes in the course of his exposing what he has been able to learn from learning that instrument. Jazz is a mathematics of music.
His 34th album comes out in May 2022. Guess how he first heard jazz? It was on a Voice of America radio program.
Back in secondary, early part of the 60s, I used to listen to the Voice of America Jazz Hour. In the house that I lived, there was a man called Mr. Kumsen, and he was the only one that had radio. But he was a jazz fanatic. So from 10 p.m. to 11, he tuned his radio to the Voice of America. And I remember the host of that program was Willis Canover. And I was always at the back of the window of that man, you know, listening to jazz music coming from America. Aside from that, you know, Sydney Takrad is a port city. So the seamen, those that traveled to America, coming back, most of them brought back jazz music. I was exposed to that from early part of the 60s.
On his current WhatsApp profile picture, Ambule is seen holding his favorite jazz instrument, the saxophone. He told me why he loves it.
I like the saxophone because of the mellowness of it. I use the saxophone as a solo instrument. You know, if I'm not singing or if I finish singing, I can play the saxophone as a solo instrument before I get back to my form of singing.
On his foreign and local jazz influences, multi-instrumentalist Ambule was happy to name...
As a matter of fact, Jimmy Smith is the one that exposed, you know, organ into jazz. I was a fanatic, you know, to Jimmy Smith. And a guitar player also by the name Wes Montgomery. You know, these are people coming to music circles to come and expose, you know, come and influence. Jimmy Smith did that, Wes Montgomery did that, Charlie Parker, he did that. You know, talk about the Messengers dance band. They had a leader called Mr. Lanyon, Broadway dance band, you know, E.T. Mason's them. All of them were experimenting, you know, just into the basic satellite that we have from here. So my exposure, you know, came from all these forms of music that I was hearing. So it became an easy thing for me to incorporate that into my compositions and arrangements.
When I asked the 75-year-old Jeduble Ambule how jazz music changed his life, he spoke about his time in America, leading a band and winning awards.
I think it has made me to become a better musician, you know, because when I traveled to America, because I lived in America almost about 20 years, when I traveled over there, I played with jazz musicians. I formed my own band called Jeduble Ambule and his African Highlife Band. Playing with American musicians, I mean, me from Africa, being able to lead American musicians, because American musicians are trained musicians. All of them know their instruments and they know what they are doing. So if you don't know the language of music, you cannot work with them. But because I learned the rudiments of music and everything from here before going to America, it was an easy access for me to be able to combine. And I led them, they gave me awards and all that in Los Angeles. And, you know, leading my own band, somebody from Africa, you know, leading American music. I think if it didn't make me a better musician, I couldn't have done that.
Who are the Ghanaian jazz musicians Ambule admires?
Piano player like Victor Day. You know, he plays more at +233, and Bernard Aisha, and Danny Black. And you see that all these kind of guys have been able to delve, you know, into the jazz circles. So that has made me to admire them.
Now let me tell you what's new with the leader of the Sekendi International Band. He is preparing to release a jazz album in May 2022.
I did a song by Thelonious Monk, you know, called Round Midnight. This is a song that has been re-recorded by other jazz musicians. I recorded a song by Wayne Shorter called Footprints. I recorded a song by Miles Davis, All Blues. All these kind of music are in my next album release. And it's going to expose me, myself, and how we play the jazz music in Africa into the mainstream.
Mr. Ambuli, can you give me a jazz freestyle, but with your voice?
I have a song like Ehu, you know, you listen to the horns, ba-ba-da-ba-tam, sa-ba-da-ba-tam, sa-ba-da-ba-tam, sa-ba-da-ba-tam. You know, that these are all jazz phrases. If a day is being, you know, portrayed as a Jazz International Day, I wish the listeners all the best. Let's support, you know, what we have, because jazz is African, high life is African.
Yeah, this is the time we're going to take a little opportunity and tell you.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, guys, hello. And this is our last tune of the hour. From South Africa, here is the legendary Lady of South African Song, Sibongile Kumalo. She's singing her rendition of the iconic South African jazz standard, Yakal Inkomo, first released in 1968 as an instrumental by Winston Mankunkung Ngozi. Sibongile Kumalo's vocal rendition of Yakal Inkomo, it is time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed today's special jazz program. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, a big thank you to Bill Odidi and McKinley Mutsembi of the Nairobi Horns Project to Alu Nuwad and to Prince Benjamin and J. Dublé Ambulé for all being part of our celebration of International Jazz Day. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations.